waive MPS.
I'll second.
10B.
We have a motion and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
So moved.
C, same language.
Make a motion that we waive the third reading and pass 10C.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Now we're just on D, we just need to waive the reading.
So moved.
Got Billy on the move, I need a second.
Carl seconded, thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. E, we need to waive the reading.
I make a motion we waive the first reading of policy 5660.
Second.
Motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Thank you. So that, yeah.
There was a critical issues conference that I had a conflict and couldn't attend, so I asked Cole Maggio to attend for us, and I believe you have some updates. Synopsis of it. Thank you very much for attending on a little Sunday. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Cool.
The conference was on March 11th, so some of this stuff is old news. But some of the things that the New York State School Boards Association has been working on. The first thing was the Tier 6, which everybody knows passed. One of the things that they were talking about that was when the governor's office was talking with representatives of NISBA, they said, okay, if you give us Tier 6, if you can get everybody on board for Tier 6, we'll help you out with mandate relief. However, that's what they said last year about getting the tax cap passed. If you get the tax cap passed, we'll help you out with mandate relief. So who knows if that's really going to happen, but this is something that NISBA was pushing for. One of the other things that they're looking at are different forms of mandate relief, and there are 7 of them that they have on their website. The 7 forms of mandate relief that would provide immediate relief to school districts are reform of the Triborough Amendment, which doesn't necessarily affect us here in this district because of the way the teachers' contracts are written, but across New York State, it's extremely expensive for school districts. Healthcare costs, they're looking to cap the maximum amount of that the school district pays for individual coverage and for family coverage, and what they're looking at doing is trying to get an 85% cap for individual coverage and 75% cap for family coverage statewide. School boards are looking at the way that layoffs are conducted within school districts, with seniority not necessarily being the sole factor in layoff determinations.
Is that LIFO?
I'm sorry?
Is that LIFO?
Yeah. Yes. They are looking at streamlining 3028 processes so that it's not as expensive for the districts. They are looking at pension costs, which again, Tier 6 will address, not in the near future, but eventually. They're looking at the special education laws because right now New York State is looking to take some of the costs of preschool special education out of the counties and putting it back onto the school districts. So the school districts are going to have to fund further preschool special education. And the last mandate reform that they're looking at is purchasing and the possibility of forming national co-ops so that you don't necessarily have to buy through state contracts. So if there's a good contract in Connecticut, we would be able to piggyback off of them. And currently, New York State is the only state left in the nation that is required to only go within New York State. We are the only state that cannot piggyback off of another one. The other thing that they were really focusing on was shared services, and in talking with other school district representatives, they have actually heard that our district is pioneering that with our special education. So that was something that people were aware of and were congratulating us about. They talked a little bit about school district consolidation, because throughout the state they're talking about school districts consolidating with each other. However, as Dr. Sharkey has expressed in the past, it was also expressed during this conference, that in many ways it does not save money. As a matter of fact, when two districts combine, you have to go a lot of times with the higher contractual issues that they have, and so it could actually increase costs. And last but not least, they talked about equalizing the rate that school districts receive state funding. So not the amount of state funding that districts are receiving, but doing it more based on need. Now, having said that, I was kind of the conference was phenomenal. It was on a Sunday afternoon, and it was phenomenal. There was a lot of information. I did give a packet to the board clerk, so anybody who would like to look at it, she's got the packet. The one thing I was disappointed in that was, though, there were only two representatives listed out on the sheet from Greene County, Carroll Durham and Coxsackie. I was there the entire day on Sunday. I never saw the representative from Coxsackie. So here we are, this core district. We're trying to address our legislators to make changes throughout the state that are going to affect us, and there's no representation there. So that was a little bit disappointing. I know that our district participates in Greene County school boards. It might be something, I know it's something that's been brought up in the past about whether or not we're lobbying. Can I just tell you, you need to do a better job with that as far as being a Greene County School Boards Association, because, again, I was the only one there. And there were a lot of other school districts who were interested in collaborating with small rural districts, because we are the ones being harvested. And this was a great opportunity to do that. It's a free conference because you guys are part of New York State School Boards Association. So I encourage you guys to take advantage of it, and I encourage you to talk to the neighboring districts into taking advantage for next year, because it really was a very good conference. Are there any questions?
Thanks so much for going.
Thank you.
But we did give up the, just so you know, school the cost boards. Of school boards for next year. Okay. Because that was
so then it costs us something, but it's a discount rate.
Yeah, it's still maybe worth it,
but there could be costs.
Thank you, Nicole.
The district just recently applied for a grant to do a regional high school study. That doesn't mean that there's one big high school in Greene County, or which some people are saying, let's have one high school. Regional high schools would be that each high school maybe focuses on a certain area, like Greenville has an international baccalaureate. We could be science or tech. We have a great tech program. You know, Wyndham could have a great program in something else. And we would share students. So there's a study. We're putting the grant in to see if we can pay for a study where they would come in, analyze our programs, and decide whether or not that's feasible for this area. And I'll repeat what Nicole said. You know, when you talk about sharing, a lot of times there's no savings in sharing and consolidating, because you have to trade up. So if school A, you know, pays their teachers $100 and school B pays their teachers $200, that share, that big new entity that you've created is going to pay $200 for the teachers. So that's how that is not a savings in the cases that have happened so far. They haven't been able to find a way to make that, actually save money. So that's in the works.
Do you know if that would be, is that something that could be worked on?
What
do you mean? As this trade up, if you're talking about like as a consolidation, wouldn't there be or shouldn't there be a state clause that says, you know, as a consolidation, you also have to renegotiate your contracts, all of your contracts.
You do have to renegotiate, but it's never down; it's always up. And you take from each pile. It's better in pile A, and this thing is better in pile District A, then the district goes with that. But over in here, the B clause is better. They go with that. So it's up, up, up. And that's just the way that it's always worked. Could you negotiate it? Sure, but I don't know how long you'd be doing that.
Well, the point is that the state wants to encourage us to do that. Shouldn't they also have the groundwork to say that we have to negotiate down?
Absolutely. But the state has been resistant to do any legislation that helps us do what they want us to do. Even with the APPR. We want you to do this. Great idea, but go negotiate it. So instead of putting it into law, this is the way it's going to be. You're right. They should do that. They're not doing that. They leave it to the local entity to negotiate. And there's the whole local power versus state power anyway. So give up your power. So.
Okay, thank you.
Double-edged sword.
Okay, so we can go into the budget. I know everybody's waiting for that. Where were we? The 124,598, is that correct, Lisa?
Have we heard that from the union?
Yes. Do you have those numbers? The union?
No.
Lisa, before we get started, what was our shortfall at the start of the budget season when we started working on this in January?
$1.7 million.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
The second page is just the list of cuts that the board has made throughout the budget cycle. The third page is the other considerations from previous meetings. And there are a few new items that have been added. Item number 110.
Before we get into that, Lisa, can we get the slide that is available? I know you didn't have time to do a slideshow on this, because Lisa's been working around the clock. The district office has been working literally around the clock since Monday. Can we get that slide up there that shows that one spreadsheet that we used on Monday? These copies we handed are literally still warm.
Yep. That's where we were Monday. Okay.
I think that's the one.
That's where you were.
You guys can't see that probably, right?
Sorry. You're going to pull it out.
We went through this on Monday, too.
I don't know that I could read them again tonight.
Well, that's what it is.
So this is draft number 7 we are working on, correct?
Yep. Okay, so in the middle of that second page, where it says other considerations from previous meetings, there are 5 new items added. Item number 110 through 114. And would you like me to go through them? Okay. Item number 110 was to cut an elementary education teaching position that was as of April 18th. That savings is $51,792. Item 111 is a special education teaching position. The item was 41812 added, and that's a cut of $51,792. Item number 112 is to replace the 8-hour nurse due to retirement with a 4-hour nurse. That savings would be $21,725. Item number 113 would be to replace the 8-hour nurse with the existing 8 hours, and that savings is $35.96. Item 114 is from the teachers, and the agreement to extracurricular sports stipends at 0708 rate, including any new clubs created. Under athletics, that would be a savings of $18,000. Under extracurricular, that would be a savings of $18,150. The agreement to an increase in health insurance contributions by 2%, and that includes a 2% decrease in the health insurance buyout that folks receive. That's a savings of $27,538. However, with those concessions, there's also the concept that two more positions would not be cut, and that language is direct from the teacher's union. That's on the bottom of the page. The second document that I passed out, do you have any more copies of that? Starts with an email.
Yeah, I think we all have that.
Email.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Right. Can you pass them down, please?
I'm sorry.
This document that has an email on the front, this will list the specific extracurricular clubs, and the first one is the clubs, then behind that is the sports, and then the assistant coaches were cut in previous budget years. The varsity, there's a total for varsity, there's a total for JV, and then there's a total for modified. Does everybody see that? Okay. So that's where those numbers came from. And I provided that in case you wanted to look at specific items. And that is it as far as additional cuts.
Actually, I'm going to ask Dr. Shah to clarify, since we were just handing this. So can you just go over it okay, what they said they would do?
The cuts, I don't know if it's the same question as yours. I'll do what you said I'll do first. The union has offered to cut conferences like they did last year, but that was already cut, so that's not going to be a savings for this year. They also said that it would take the 07-08 stipends for the clubs and sports. So that's saving, Lisa said. And also give an additional or pay an additional 2% on their health insurance. So the new clubs, athletics saves you $18,000 if they take the 07-08 rate. The extracurricular saves about $18,150 if you pay them at the 07-08 rate. And paying 2% more in health insurance would be $27,538. So that's those three amounts for that. What do you want?
It was discussed at the last meeting about maybe cutting JV. And she said she had.
They're not currently cut at this time.
I know they're not. It was discussed, I guess. So I just wondered on the second page of the email, she said she showed you guys on the paper, it says how much varsity is.
It was the reduction in stipends.
That's we're talking about the union agreed to a reduction in stipends that Dr. Sharp.
I'm sorry, Jenna, I don't think I'm understanding. Did you get the information that you wanted?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What Lisa referred to was the reduction that the union conceded.
That I understood. The second sheet, she said there was an email.
This all...
The email is what I just read to you.
All ties into what?
What they agreed to do is what I just read to you.
I just wondered how much, because if you decide to cut modified, like we discussed at one point, how much money is that?
Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're not talking about cutting anything. We're talking about concession. I know. It'll come. We'll get to it. Maybe we don't have to.
It would be less.
So then is it my understanding that if we accept this, what's the number?
63,688.
If we accept the 63,688, we have to save those two positions that are costing us 100.
No.
Okay.
They'll put the concessions toward
one
saving
position.
A position. And at this point, that 63 is one position.
Correct.
That is the last email that I have that agrees that please put these concessions towards saving a position.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So, and then the balance. So if the teaching position is 52, say, then the 11,000 we get to put towards something else, or we have to give that back?
No, because you haven't told your...
I know. Well, I'm just asking.
No, you've got to get to the point where you're going to put that savings towards your gap.
I understand that, but the
union's
okay with
that. And now you've got to go find more savings.
Okay. So, but it says in writing here that in addition, these items were conceded with the concept that two more positions would not be cut.
Okay, and then there's another one. Another email later on. Do you have to print that one out, Lisa? Hang on, right? Let me get it and I'll read it to you.
Last one, 519.
It says, put it toward what you can. That one? Yes, correct as many teachers as possible is the final email, which is the top of that page, Carl. See it?
Okay.
Right there,
okay.
You have your pen right on it.
Okay.
Correct as many teachers as possible. It was the hope, and forgive me if I'm paraphrasing, please correct me. They wanted to, here's our concessions, please save two teachers. And as I explained, you can't give me 20,000 in concessions and say save two teachers. I'll save as many teachers as I can, and then that was an understanding. So that's the email right there. Correct as many teachers as possible. That's the final email. So we have union authorization, you know, and agreement.
Okay. So has everybody got that?
Correct.
Billy? No?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I thank the union for doing that. It's a great gesture. We appreciate it. District appreciates it. So where are we then, Lisa, if we use that?
Accept those concessions.
Okay. Are we at the 164,598?
Yes, that was what was on that first page, correct.
The interdisciplinary agreement is not in there.
What's
in
that?
The district.
The
is
what
it somewhere else? The inter. Oh, it's that's here. It's crossed off. I'm confused.
Ah, it's crossed off and added up to the real figure.
A new number. Mm-hmm. Underneath is a new number.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously that wasn't taken into consideration.
Okay.
The 164,598 is basically starting fresh. From Monday, subtracting the teacher concession, and I come up with 100,910 left to cut. And hopefully somebody will confirm that with me.
Correct.
Thank you.
And everything that's not in the cut pile is still on the table, so that's where you have to
except for one of those teacher positions.
Except for one of those teacher positions, correct.
Okay, so we pull it over and add it back in.
We'll have to, since both of them are the same dollar amount, we can let administration decide which one they want to keep.
Yes. So put back in 51,792.
If you don't do anything with 1792. Excuse me, Lisa, if you don't do anything. It's already accounted for.
You add a
key. Just
Keith, whichever.
Keith, okay.
Is line 108 included in there, Lisa?
No.
So we have to include that or subtract that?
Not yet. We're working on the one position.
Wait a minute, you're including that?
Yeah, which one?
That bus park maintenance? No. How about if we do this? We're going to work our way up. We started at 114. We taking care of 114.
You had one.
How about if we address 113?
So you're at 164 minus the concessions, and you got 100.
100,910
to find.
Okay, so now let's look at 113.
I would like to replace the nurse with a nurse for the same number of hours. As a nurse, I have a problem with not having the school covered. But that's fine.
You said $3,600.
It's $3,600.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think we need to have an 8-hour nurse in there, or 7.5, I think. Is that what it is? 7.5?
This is 8.
7.8.
8 with an 8.
8 hours.
Yep.
So is that a keep or a cut?
Does everybody get that?
No. 1, 2, 3.
That's going to be
I hear no complaints, so that's
keep.
A keep.
Savings.
Okay.
So savings is $3,596.
So that gets rid of 112 as well, then.
Right, 112 is not applicable. Okay, so now we're at 97,314 left to cut. Okay? Does everybody agree with that?
Correct.
Okay, 112 is not applicable.
Right.
111 and 110.
One of them is.
Okay.
One is a keep, one is a cut.
Okay, so is one a cut and one a keep?
Correct. And we'll let administration decide which one. And thank you again to the teachers union. That is a keep.
Okay.
We're going over that on Monday.
Now we're at 108. Is that a keep or a cut?
I want more information.
Do you know what the numbers are?
109 was elementary art and music. That's a keep.
108 is bus labor and parts.
I need a lot of information.
Yeah.
I need more information. I agree with the number.
Okay. I've got it.
I need to see more information.
How long did it take to come up with these numbers? How long has it been in process?
How long? I don't know.
Just started from
question. Yeah.
This wasn't, was this on Monday?
Yes.
Just a sheet.
So it was from when I was here, they filed the Thursday before?
No.
It wasn't on this. So from that Thursday meeting is when you started this study? Or
no, this study is
this. Would you like to know when you started?
I didn't know anything about it, and I just didn't want to 1 week summer.
We had our first meeting, I believe, in mid-March. We had our second meeting at the beginning of April, and when I say we, I mean myself, the transportation supervisor, Greenville business official, Greenville head mechanic, and Greenville transportation supervisor. So our first meeting was mid-March, our second meeting was April 2nd, and we have been going back and forth. She provided me with cost. I told her to sharpen her pencil. And she came back to me Monday night at about 5 o'clock with another price. They have quoted the district a price of labor of $108,533. $108,533 for labor on the buses. There will be no markup on parts. If you look at the sheet that I provided to you, the overall savings is $71,667. I told you $40,000 on Monday night because I was hoping in the 13-14 budget we could recognize an additional $30,000 plus in savings because we are going to need it in 13-14. So right now the whole ball is on the table of a savings of $71,667. We analyzed what it would cost to drive the buses to Greenville and the labor cost, and that was included in the transportation budget under salaries and materials and supplies. So this has been several months in progress with many.
The only reason why I ask is because I just heard this
tonight.
I heard it tonight, and the rest of the board heard it
tonight.
The one thing I'm going to say just is that not this specific aspects of it, but the Greene County School Boards with the shared services has been talking about consolidation and changes in transportation
Correct.
For a year and a half.
Correct. And Greene County Board Association has let us know that they were involved in talk like that. This is
absolutely.
This just
and,
I got
and
this
since
tonight.
Your business officials yeah. talking to each other.
Okay.
Yeah, we brought this. We tried to do this last year. Yeah. The business of let me talk. The business official from Greenville and myself. We were not prepared to do this. We have since spoken to Rensselaer City School District and Averill Park. Rensselaer City School District does not have a bus maintenance facility. They're in the same boat as Cairo Durham. They contract with Averill Park. We spoke to both districts. We received a model contract. We reviewed it, and that's how we drafted this agreement.
They have all the documentation and magic numbers.
Absolutely.
And we have that so I can look at those?
Yep.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
We have a spreadsheet, more of a spreadsheet on this.
I mean, we just.
You know, what I want to know is are we comparing apples to apples?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
How many trips have we done to the Rogers Garage this year to know how many trips?
We estimated a trip a day. In computing this calculation, we estimated a trip a day. And we also looked at a trip a day to Greenville, and we compared the cost.
Including driver salaries?
Absolutely.
No.
Bob, you had something.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the CASDA report that we authorized back some time ago to try to look at areas of shared resourcing specifically says the areas that we need to look at was the area of transportation routing, the area of bus maintenance facilities, and the area of fueling facilities. So, I mean, we're really just trying to follow up on what we had agreed and paid for the consulting services to help us get a vision toward.
Oh, I like to say this. It's just I just got this thrown at me tonight.
Right.
I just wish I would have known ahead of time that that's what we were looking into, so I could be prepared at a budget meeting instead of just a number here saying that this is what it's going to save us if we cut the contracts of a bus company. I don't. No, I'm sorry I missed Monday night. I couldn't make Monday night, but...
We're not cutting the contract. We're just not putting it out to bid for the next...
I understand it. You're not putting it out to bid. So, But we don't...
I mean, my concern is that the bus company...
I'd like to have any prior information.
Mm-hmm. My concern is that if you've got a Greenville mechanic and you've got a Greenville bus and a Cairo bus, I just don't see how Carol is going to come
first. They are hiring a mechanic specifically. They are hiring a mechanic specifically for Cairo Durham. They're assuming additional labor costs.
How many mechanics are they hiring?
They are hiring one plus they're devoting one of their existing mechanics to us. So they, because they were...
That's where the savings are going to come from.
Because they were looking at a cut.
Because I know in the past, we've always complained about things being thrown on our laps, the time that we have to vote on it at a board meeting. And then tonight, it's the same thing. And I wasn't, you were aware of it, more board members are aware of this going on, and I was not aware. So, I mean, if you're going to...
I found out about it yesterday.
Hang on, Tom. If you're going to complain about something being thrown on your table to be voted on all the past years that I've been on this board, and then I get one thrown on me, which some board members had prior knowledge. So I guess I'm not equal to the board members. That's one of the reasons why I'm not running next year.
Did you read your emails? Have you been reading your emails?
Yes.
No. You've been reading your emails since Monday?
I got one email from Greg Fox. Vote for Fox. I got the one email.
The board emails?
If
so you haven't been reading your board emails?
Not since Monday. That's what I'm playing. It's on Monday. I got 2 days to prepare, or 3 days to prepare, to even do my own little research.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just talking about the way things are thrown on. We complained as a board.
We did.
We complained a lot. Everybody on this board complained a lot. Here it is. It's got thrown on us again.
But unfortunately, we also have to do our homework.
I understand.
Every day.
I understand. But I can't do my homework if I'm not let in on a situation that's being worked on by officials. Tuesday morning?
Tim, all the budget items are given to us with faith by the administrators. Did you research the modified sports number we got at $12,900?
I personally know a lot about the sports program, I understand.
So maybe that's a bad one.
It's a bad one. No, I'm just saying. Right. It's just, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying.
I complained about it.
Right, but the budget process is...
I love the idea of saving the money, and it's a great idea. I just wanted to
the budget process. We have to take the information we're giving with some faith, and it's all worked out between now and the budget vote. It's not worked out right now. It's worked out between now and the budget vote. So everything that we've cut so far, nothing's been finalized. The numbers haven't been solidified. They're what the proposed cuts are and the proposed dollar savings is. So that's what we're looking at here, is a proposed dollar savings of $71,667, okay, one plus teaching positions. That's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else we're looking at is the same thing. It's more savings, and it's numbers that we're given in faith that this is where we're going with it, and these are the correct numbers and what it's going to be in the future. And that's the way the budget always works. I will breach from protocol because there was some hands up, and I believe in the back was up first, Mr. Carr. Not you, somebody in the back.
My question is, I got the same sheet that I believe you guys have in front of you from Lisa. I'm on my request. And I have the same sheet that you guys said, comparison to the budget labor rate. Well, where's the breakdown? How can you compare, what's the hourly rate? Or how does that work out?
It's
your salary person.
It's the salary.
I know how you came up with the total number of months. I know what our rate is. But I'm wondering what the rate is every
day. It's a salary.
It's a lump.
That's the lump mechanic salary.
It's a lump sum cost from Greenville. A lump.
They're not charging us per
They're
hour.
They're not charging us per hour. It's a lump sum.
Is this per year? Was that being negotiated every year?
Is it 1 year agreement or 3 year agreement?
It's whatever the board desires. There is no agreement.
We also, you know, some folks here aren't familiar with it, but we share services with other districts now. This isn't a new thing. Okay, we saved a substantial amount of money by sharing our Director of People's Services with Greenville and Wyndham. That saves us a lot of money.
Okay.
If we didn't do that, we would have to incur that cost for that employee, but we share. Yes, Mr. Carr.
I think this may speak to your question, too. I spent a few years in business, and what I see here tonight troubles me, especially if you say
faith. The only thing I believe in is a signed spreadsheet. When you say you're going to close the Durham building, or you're going to switch vendors for bus maintenance, I want a sheet. I want to see every single assumption down there. For all the things you're discussing, faith is going to go to church, spreadsheets belong here. And if the business office can't provide that, then they're going to need to work even longer hours. But we need to see the assumptions that were made, the services that were provided, and the costs. The same with Durham. It's easy to do conceptually, but it takes a lot of time. And I think a lot of the objections from the community, even from me, might go away if I saw what your plans were, what your assumptions were, and they had the light of day. And for next year's budget, for the multi-million-dollar shortfall, what are you going to do? How does all this fit in? There's nothing like a nice, detailed, thoughtful plan that you're each going to sign on to that leaves no question in anybody's mind about what we're doing this year, what we're doing next year, and if we're making changes, why? There ought to be no questions at the end of that process. Forget faith. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but I'm so troubled when I can't put my finger on a specific dime or penny. And believe me, I worked in a business that was a whole hell of a lot bigger than this school district. And if I didn't bring that kind of information forward to the chairman of the company, I was fired. Gone history. And that's the way it is. And if you like, I'll help you. Okay? Invite me down, and I'll help.
I would cordially invite you to come down to the business office and take
a look. You may be the only one.
Door's always open. Anytime you want to come in, you're more than welcome. Be happy to sit down with you.
They do do that.
Did you say on
they do what?
We were discussing this.
They do
that
have
talking about a 3-year
agreement.
It's actually the assumptions that are
key. Yeah, but you're, Bill, you know, the problem is we can't, so I understand what you're saying completely. But so,
I apologize.
No, I understand. I get what you're saying, and it's troubling to me because I can't trust who brought the total athletic budget forward, that they're saying the total athletic budget is $167,925. I need you to account for every single thing in your budget. That's what you're saying. So we've met. Now, you people, I don't know if everybody's been to the last 9 board meetings that we've been at and dissected all these pieces of paper that we have here, and that's taken us hours. So if what you're suggesting is we need to meet every day for the next 6 months,
no.
Yes, of course it is.
No. If the work is done, okay, look, I'll show you. If the work is done neatly, you've got supporting documents. You don't have to add every line in them together, but the documents ought to be there. You spot check them. When you get into a really contentious issue, whether it's Tommy Rogers, who's done a good job, and Greenville, yeah, there you're going to probably have to dig in. And you're going to have to look at the assumptions, hours. You may have such a straightforward document that it makes all this nonsense and doesn't even have to be reviewed. If they've given you a flat rate and they've assured you that their response time and everything is going to be identical to what we've had, then maybe there's no argument, but that's hard to believe. So, all right.
She does have those documents.
Okay.
And there's books this thick.
I have all those. Maybe I'm confused. But seriously, it's not a hard process once you do it once. And the assumption sheets are a critical thing. They're not easy to put together, but you've got to have them.
I hear what you're saying.
Honestly, I would like to see what Greenville's inspection rate is. You know, how many buses that they inspect pass and fail. I want to make certain that the parts are of equal value. I don't want them putting retread tires on a bus that doesn't fall. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that everything is going to be exactly, you know, I don't want to put our kids at risk on a bus knowing that maybe the...
Nobody does.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening or going to happen, but I want to be certain that the quality of work is going to be the same. I don't want our bus to become a second fiddle to Greenville. And, we don't know who this mechanic is. I mean, did he just graduate high school? Did he? I don't know. You know what I mean?
The district is involved in the interview process.
So we don't know who the mechanic is.
The district has the...
Okay, excuse me for one second. This is what I'm suggesting. Excuse me, my turn. I am suggesting we are at $45,622. This is what I suggest. You can go with it or not. Some board members do not have enough information to make the decision on the $71,000. It doesn't mean that we can't do it, but we can't do it tonight. My suggestion would be to take that $45,000 out of benefits, and I know you're against this, Lisa, take it out of the benefits, and then soon down the road find our savings in that $71,000, adjust it, give everyone the numbers they want, and offset what you've taken out of benefits for that. That's my idea. It's done. I know you don't like to go into that category, but that would be something. Because as we cut positions, we cut the AP and Carol, we cut $72,000. We didn't cut the $14,000 in benefits because we need that fund balance. I'm saying take them, and then once we work out this Rogers thing, the transportation thing, as soon as we work that out to your satisfaction, when you've had the time and had the information, then that savings can offset what you've taken out of the benefits. And it's over.
Can I ask a question? It's an easy question.
Exactly.
It's actually a question for either you, Sally, or Harp. When is the contract due to be put out to bid again?
It goes out May 1st.
May 1st?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a week to get the information.
Well, the contract goes out May 1st, but it's not going to go out.
Yes, but if you're going to put it out to bid, you have to put it out to bid May 1st. Right. If you're doing an intermunicipal agreement, you don't. You
have to put it out to bid.
So we have a week.
Can't you put it in anticipation of a bid and put it out later? Or not?
Well, I think the information everybody's asking for is right there.
I'd like everybody to have it, and I understand that, the form that's going around. But I just want to be clear that... because that is against New York State policy, you can't do that. But if we are, we're going to, as a board, meet again next Tuesday.
This is not a mismanagement or a way to hide information.
No.
Things take a lot of time, huge amounts of time. Lisa's been working with this, and the purpose for working with it isn't to do anything but to find savings. That was her role, find the savings. It takes time. Sorry if it came at the last minute, but it's better than not coming at all. So that's why the information is coming later, but the board members need the time. They need the time to make sure they're okay with the decision. It's, information comes to you all the time. I understand that. Just sometimes you just can't get it. So you have some options. You can just do it without everyone being comfortable and see if you have a majority. You could do that too. You could just see if you have enough to pass it and let those who don't have the numbers just be out of it. Or
we get, is it a one-year contract, two-year contract?
Well, we're moving out of the dollar now.
So this price is for 3 years, if you decide to go for your contract.
No, there's no way. So how can I anticipate saying okay with this? Then you don't have anything in writing yet.
It's just like we agreed to meet out.
We're right back to faith. This is business. This is a business thing.
We just agreed to meet out a nurse and derm. Do you have the contract for the nurse and derm in front of you?
No, that's an employee. That's not an outside contract.
It's the same thing.
All right, it's okay.
Maybe give you a little bit of information that might help you decide how you want to go with this, whether you want to vote on it or not. Some of the concerns that I have, regardless of whether it goes to Rogers or Outsmith or not, if our buses go to Greenville, Greg, you said the other night, has 44 buses?
Yep.
We have 32.
Right. We have 19 runs, 32 buses.
19 runs, twice.
19 runs. 19 buses are on the road at any one time. Yes, they have to meet DOT standards.
I know that. Are the New York State inspectors aware of the shared facility idea? There are two different New York State DOT inspectors for both these schools. Will they be able to conduct their inspections if they come due simultaneously? The inspectors need a lift or a pit to do a bus inspection. They can't do two bus inspections in one garage at the same time. They won't do it. These are semi-annual inspections, so both the inspections interfere with regular maintenance. 76 buses equal 152 inspections.
Your spreadsheet.
That's if they all pass. If they fail, you need to add additional time for re-inspections. How can that not interfere with regular maintenance? 76. I'm sure Greenville does a fine job with what they have now, and I know that we exceed all safety, all New York State DOT safety regulations. I know we exceed it every year. They probably do too, but we have 32 buses. We can handle it. They have 44. They can handle it. 76? Probably work around the clock. There you go. I hope that helps.
Billy, I just want to say I was at the Greenville board meeting the other day because I went there to see what was said about this, and they assured their residents that they would service the Greenville buses first.
There you go.
That's
exactly what I think we'll do. Let's put it to a vote right off the bat and see what happens, and then if that doesn't work.
I'd like to make the motion of put Sally.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
That we table it until everybody gets all of the information, take the 45-5 out of benefits.
I'm not ready.
Put it back. Get all to go with whatever saves.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I would like to not put out to bid until we have all of the information.
Absolutely.
I'm good with that. I think that's a great idea.
Putting out to bid is separate. Take from the benefits, get the information you want.
And Lisa, please, I mean absolutely no disrespect to you. Please don't think that I do, but I'm real uncomfortable putting my kid on a bus that I'm not certain, and I don't know who's working on it. That's really my issue, all right? And it's got nothing to do with the hard work that you guys have done.
You know, and again, this was brought up last year. This was discussed last year between Greenville and Cairo.
Right.
We dropped it. It was brought up again, and I've been waiting for numbers from Greenville.
Right.
We've had several meetings. We've talked about inspections. We've talked about who's going to work. We've talked about the staff that will be hired. Hopefully, if you provide your questions to Dr. Sharkey, we can address all of those questions. And again, I just got this information, the spreadsheet that's being passed out in detail on Monday afternoon about 5:30.
And again, thank you. Because I know it is a lot of hard work. I don't want to think you that
and
I'm not doing that.
That's fine. You know, I understand completely. However, it was not taken lightly. And there was detail involved, which you may not have seen, but there were significant meetings and details.
We obviously are trying to find savings here.
Anywhere.
And unfortunately, anywhere we can. Unfortunately, some of the information, like I said, takes a long time. I apologize to the Rogers for them being a casualty of this conversation. It's It's unacceptable. I know it's last minute, but it's not. It wasn't to get you. It was to try to find savings. Timeline was off. So all I can say on behalf of the board that we're sorry that you were a casualty of this conversation and these savings, but the board will most likely go with whatever saves money.
We'll have public participation at the end. We'll have public participation at the end. We're in the middle of a discussion.
So, great. I'm sorry. You do not need a motion.
You don't need a motion.
What you need to do is direct Lisa on that whole benefits, take the money from the benefits.
Direct spouse.
You just need to direct her. I don't need a motion.
So, am I directed to take the balance to net the 164,568 out of benefits?
Which would be the 45,522.
No. Balance.
The balance of the 45.
45,522.
The 45, whatever.
45,872.
522.
I'm okay with that.
45,522.
Okay.
And so that comes out of the benefits of?
Benefit savings.
Benefit savings.
Okay, so are we done? Because if we are, then we need to adopt a budget in a certain amount, and you need to adopt the property tax report card.
Right. Which is all in the same motion, I think.
Yes, it's in the same motion, but.
Yeah.
We have to put the number on.
Well, I do have another item that I would like to discuss in transportation.
Hold on. So is the gap closed at that point, Lisa?
That was the balance.
That's the balance.
So that is the balance. Right? That is the budget. We have the balance closed at this point. Okay. That way.
So you guys are taking.
More board members need more information. If the board members have expressed that if the savings is there and everything is met to our liking, we will go with it.
Okay, so I just, what if it's not your liking, you don't go with it, that 45, I'm just confused.
Comes out of the fund balance.
So you won't have any extra, that's 45 less extra you have.
Right. Right now we are board below the 4% limit allowed by law.
By law.
We're below it.
Okay, we have some other items, and then we'll get to public participation.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Are you voting
on the budget now?
No, not yet.
We got a big
somebody
cut.
Has
something. Okay. We got one more item.
Okay. We discussed several meetings ago the position of head bus driver, and it was basically discussed that we would not do anything with that. We currently have two managers working in one office. Other districts do not. We in the last 20 plus years, this system or this school district has not. It's only been recently that we have. In past years, we have had up to 24 drivers plus a supervisor. We have had up to and in excess of 1,800 students. Currently are working with 21 drivers. If I'm wrong, I could be corrected. We are currently transporting 1,400 students. I would like to see the transportation office go back to one supervisor, one secretary, as it has been done in the past, and it is a savings to the district. So I am proposing of eliminating the position of head bus driver and supporting the position of transportation supervisor.
I vote no, and I'll tell you why. Our head bus driver is 19A certified. Our head bus driver goes out and checks the roads every day in the wintertime to make sure those runs are safe for our children to be on those buses. Our head bus driver is a bus driver. He is there in case we need a bus driver. Our head bus driver is there after our director of transportation leaves at 2 p.m. Who is going to be there to make sure that those runs are done appropriately and safely and every child in this district gets home?
And before it was done, the supervisor was in the morning. The secretary did not come in until 10 or 11 o'clock in the afternoon. They overlapped that time span. The supervisor generally left at or close to on his time, her time. And the secretary put in the 8-hour day from 10 or 11 o'clock until they were done and all the buses were back in from their runs.
I think you're gravely mistaken. I worked for the school when that supervisor was here, and I can tell you he spent more than 10 to 12 hours a day here in this district making sure those runs were done, and he was behind the wheel just about every day making sure a run was accomplished. You cannot tell me that can happen the way it is, the way you propose. It cannot happen.
I think it can. It has happened before.
And that gentleman that had that position before burned himself out. He ended up in the hospital more than once because
Other districts do it. Why can't we?
Other districts have one run. Greenville has one run. We literally have three schools that we are sending children out from. We need more than one person.
Lisa, who checks the roads in the morning? This is your department, correct? You're the impromptu head, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Checks the roads in the morning?
Starting at about 3:30 a.m. because he calls me.
Every day in the week?
Not any questionable weather yet.
So, what are the hours for the head bus driver? This is a position that was created just a couple of years ago. That's the contention. Who's the head bus driver? What are the hours of the head bus driver?
I believe the head bus driver comes in around 9 a.m. on those days that don't have inclement
weather. And then what time does he leave?
And then he stays till approximately about 6 o'clock.
And then the supervisor?
The supervisor, I believe he comes in.
10 to 6.
Thank you.
There is some overlap in the two positions. And unfortunately, in this day and age, we can't have that in that position. So, I understand where Carl's coming from, and I've said it before. Why not make that head bus driver position 0.5? It kind of disturbs me that when the roads are bad, somebody would drive the roads. You couldn't call the Cairo Town Supervisor, road supervisor, and ask him what the roads are like, or the Durham, or the Windham gentleman. That would save quite a few. That would save some time, wouldn't it?
They would be liable.
Yeah, my friend runs the department.
If I proposed this before and been shot down, but you know, put the head bus driver is at 0.5 for 10 months. There's no bus runs in the summer. The supervisor's a 12-month position. And put the secretary back in. Is that a net savings of what we've already cut, Lisa?
I'm sorry, what was that?
If the head bus driver is 0.5, like we talked about in the past, 10-month position.
Someone have a calculator.
Yeah.
And then if there's a point in the day when you need two people there, you put the secretary back in full time.
Why would you put someone in full time?
Because they're saying you need more people. Well, we're going to find out if it's cheaper. That's what we're working on right now. That's what we're asking the business manager to do. No, we'll have public participation when we're done. And you have an extra person in that office for part of the day. Correct?
You would have 1.0, 0.5, and 0.5.
So $11.
No, the savings to reduce.
And put an extra person in there.
The savings to reduce a 1.0 head bus driver to a 0.5 10 months is $23,733.
And to put the secretary point five back.
The secretary point five back.
Still yields a net saving of 11.25.
Again, that secretary is calculated at a 12-month position.
Oh, not that. Gotcha. So it would be greater than that.
Well, where, so.
If you do what you want to do, point five.
If we do this, Lisa, if we analyze that a little better, instead of making a reactionary decision, we could always take that out after tonight.
Talking about $1,000 savings.
Is that correct?
Do we need to go to the club? That's just a point. You still have numbers up.
We can always take that out at a later date. Is that correct?
I believe, first of all, you are at a zero. You've closed your gap. So congratulations, you've closed your gap. Okay? However, you have closed your gap by
using a lot of fund balance.
Item 24. So if you do not use item 24, then you're going to have to direct or find an additional $22,608 savings somewhere. You will be out of balance again.
But there would be a net savings if we move that position, so it would be a wash. So the budget numbers wouldn't change, is what I'm saying.
1,100 savings.
Yeah.
1,100 out.
So we could always come back and say and do that position.
1,100 bucks. I'll see you there. 1,100 bucks.
For my kids' sake, Jesus. It's more than 1,100. Another 22,000 more to keep everybody full time. So.
Is the secretary going to go 10 months as well? If we do the head bus driver at 10 months?
No, it's 12 months.
Oh, I thought we were just talking about it.
That's 12 months.
Let's put it back in 12 months. Thank
you. Then we'll put the secretary back in full time, so there's $22,000 more.
Yeah.
The union confirmed there is no drop dead date as to when you have to notify a CSEA employee when their position has been cut or reduced. Okay. However, July 1st, but that's item 24 is. However, it's April 19th. This needs to be done.
So if we held off on that decision this evening,
we're going to clear up.
Because we're going to have an hour and a half of public participation. So if we hold off on that this evening and did it at a later date, that would be okay.
Okay, can I meet?
Because you're just looking at, right now you're just looking at the number, the 27 million, 538, is that right?
27 million. I'm looking to find a budget number that closes the gap.
Right, we had that, right?
So
we had that. Why, I don't know.
27,793,936.
No, we don't.
Not
eventually. Well, I get it back.
Transportation might do that.
But that could come from the municipal rate.
Correct.
Or other places.
Why don't you just vote to leave it as is?
So, basically what Lisa needs right now is item 10F. Yes?
I still would like to entertain that. If the board was so invited, and if it goes down, fine. If it doesn't, that's fine too.
You want to
I think you're making a great mistake. I mean, we need to look at that head bus driver looks at so many different things. You're looking at reviewing what sexual predators are. You're looking at homeless issues. You're looking at all kinds of things. I mean, your secretary cannot get in a school bus and go take care of a situation that you have out on the road.
I'm sorry. I think this is a serious error. And I, for one, will not vote to get rid of the head bus driver.
Okay, so fair enough. I think Carl's asking for a vote. Is that what you're doing, Carl?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so obviously we're going to do a roll call vote to remove the head bus driver position. Is that correct?
No, to remove.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Cut it to 0.5.
Cut it to 0.5 or full? What do you want to do?
I really, if we cut it to 0.5, that would keep the head bus driver there. And it doesn't save much. But we still have a supervisor and a secretary in the office for 12 months. Then do we need that? Or should the secretary be on the same 10-month cycle that had bus driver? And that would save us some money. He's not there in the summertime. We don't have any kids in the summertime. So if he's still there for the 10-month period, then we have jeopardized a safety issue as soon as his state.